Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right? This week's just kind of weird.
It is, man. It's hump day with the trade deadline yesterday and everything.
Right.
Now we can get back to kind of normalcy and see what's going around the rest of the NFL. Good morning, Dust Man.
Good morning, Mr. Fesco. Number one sports personality.
Oh, thank you very much.
Welcome. Yeah. It was voted on.
Yes, it was. You're right. I was talking to my mother about it yesterday. She sends me a text yesterday. Nobody's dead and nobody's sick. Can we call you now? Are you available? So yeah. I called her right away.
I love that she gives the pre-narrative.
Well, you have to these days, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
your phone rings, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, like every time I call Tammy from the Wesson, who died? Nobody died. We're just going to have a conversation, but that's kind of the way it's become, you know, I think with a lot of us, right? You're probably in those situations as well. And
yeah.
So my mother called me yesterday. She goes, I just wanted to congratulate you on winning that award. I'm like, thanks, Mom. You know, Mom appreciates that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Mom likes that kind of stuff. So that was yesterday in a nutshell for me. Had a pear.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
Do you eat the skin?
Yeah, you have to eat the skin. I was thinking about baking the pears.
Mm.
Cinnamon and
dehydrated pears are good in your bourbon in the wintertime.
Oh, all right. I'll have to think about it. Do you have a dehydrator?
No, my buddy does.
All right.
And I just like buy him fruit. And yeah. I say, with a couple of those, leave me a few. Yeah. What friends are for?
That's dehydrating your fruit?
Yeah. Hey, man, while you're at it, you know, here's a couple extra apples, you know.
I'll dehydrate these.
Take
for
a few
me.
Of those as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
No, we can get into the trade deadline a little bit later. So I think there's a new narrative in football.
All right.
I don't think it's disrespectful. I don't think it's anything that I was driving into work today and I started like laughing out loud in my car. I'm serious. Like an LOL, like a real LOL.
A real LOL?
Yeah.
Wow.
To me, the Chiefs are laughable.
Okay.
So hold on.
All right.
Ride with me here.
Yeah. What are you, Nelly?
Yeah. I mean, got an L in the back. You ready? Good day for that. Looked like death outside, driving in with all the dense fog and everything.
I saw Christmas like inflatables at some houses this morning. Like people are ready, you know?
Yeah. I want to be that guy that goes against it and just goes full Thanksgiving in my front yard, like turkey, cornucopia,
everything. Yeah, absolutely.
Have
do
like
that.
The processes of turkey.
Uh-huh.
No, but anyways, so the Chiefs are laughable. Here's why. They're 8-0.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that people still think, like, because I'm confused as, like, I was telling Mac today, if I go to my fantasy football league and there's a guy in our league that's 9-0, he's in first place. He's the best team.
Right.
Why? Hasn't lost.
Hasn't lost.
Right?
Yeah.
The Chiefs are not considered the best team in football, yet they're 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, you know, but it's laughable to me because that's the step one of the laughable trick. The second one is, go look at Mahomes' last two games, right? Here he comes.
Right.
Right. But yet, oh my,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's talk about Lamar being the MVP.
That's
who's
right.
got three losses.
Right.
To two teams
That's
that
right.
the Chiefs will have beat.
That's right.
Vegas and Cleveland.
Correct.
Right. And he's lost to
the Chiefs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's laughable to
right.
me. Because everybody's like, oh, dude, Mahomes' numbers don't look at. Go look at his numbers in the third and fourth quarter.
Do you see his overtime numbers?
Yes.
Do you realize he's 8-0 in overtime?
Don't like, do it. Why do you think Baker had the reaction that he had?
Because Baker knew his day was done.
Right.
He wasn't getting the ball back.
Right. It's like Colin Cowherd said yesterday, go for two Todd Bowles, or would you rather go for six more minutes of torture?
Right.
You chose 6 minutes of torture. The other thing that's laughable is go look at Travis Kelce's numbers that we gave yesterday since the Rashee Rice injury. He is starting to come along even more and be into that role, right? Now he's on pace. I think Cody tweeted yesterday for 925 receiving yards.
If Travis Kelce gets you 925 receiving yards this year, that's a hell of a season.
And here we were, me, you, Mac, everybody concerned that he had 36 through 3 weeks.
That's right.
Now he's on track to almost get 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what we said, though. This time of the year, he'll start to come on, right?
The other part that's laughable is that they're 8-0, and there's no question in my mind they play the toughest schedule in the NFL. You know they have one of the bottom easiest schedules in the remaining of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Denver's on there twice. Pittsburgh's on there. That's a tough game. Houston and Buffalo. Those are the three tough ones. According to schedule. Yeah. Denver on there twice. Los Angeles at home. Cleveland, Carolina.
You
can do whatever you want on those days.
Carolina's got a big one in Germany this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Jets, right?
Giants.
Oh, Giants.
Even
yeah.
better.
Nice. Daniel Jones, Bryce Young. Who do you want to defend you? I'll die. But no, and I think that when you look at that, it's to me, it's like, but here we are. And everything is starting to turn around and become this, you know, this like ride for the Chiefs. 8-0, you get everybody's Super Bowl. You played Baltimore, Cincinnati, Atlanta, right?
Atlanta's a pretty good team. They're running away with the division, I think, right?
Everybody's starting to get on board with Harbaugh and Herbert and thinking it's working.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I heard a couple guys yesterday say they'd take Herbert and Harbaugh over Goff and Campbell.
Oh, okay.
For coach quarterback tandem.
But you could argue, I mean, if you really wanted to get down in the nerds and the nuts and bolts, I'd listen to an argument on that. But I also say the records do speak for themselves.
Right.
You know?
Goff's been pretty good.
You know, it's funny because we live in this world of like college basketball in the tournament. These resumes that everybody puts together. The NFL, you don't need a resume. The only resume that matters are wins and losses. Anything else is uncivilized.
Right. And I just think that it's just extremely laughable that there's all these things that indicate that are just going away.
Yeah.
Like they're just being ignored. Like it's like, okay, they're 8-0. That's cool. What's always the next question? But who they play?
Who they play?
The Niners, the Falcons,
right.
the Ravens, who are considered by some the best team.
The best team,
right?
Yeah, right.
You just beat, you know, a team in overtime. You're handling games. You're not allowing 30 points. You can get really nerdy if you really want. And I just think it's just a laughable thing because of how all these things tell you, yeah, they're a great team. But the problem is that everybody's like, yeah, well, they're not blowing anybody out.
Yeah, but see, it's always just like continually to move the bar for the Chiefs, right? No matter what they do, they really have. I was listening to Boomer Esiason yesterday on our sister station, WFAN out of New York, and he's basically conceding the fact that the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. Like, let's stop. And that's a guy who played the game, right? Like, so he understands what this league is all about, and he's called games for 1,000 years and, you know, been around the NFL for as long as he has and stole from the company kitchen that one time. which is still still the best video that we have, Boomer Esiason and stealing snacks here. But I was listening to him yesterday, and he was talking about the Chiefs, and it was, you know, after the Monday night game, obviously, and how good, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs really are. Like, no matter what you do, they find a way. And I hate to continue to use the term, like, Patrick Mahomes is a cheat code and Andy Reid is a cheat code, because that's undermining what they do. What those guys do is truly, truly remarkable, and it's unbelievable that they're able to continue to refresh themselves, stay on top, continue to do the things that keep them in first place. And people want for so bad, for so long, to have somebody else up there, to give somebody else the opportunity to talk about somebody else, because I think from a national level, it gets boring continually talking about the Kansas City Chiefs because they're not on the I-95 corridor for ESPN to wax poetically about. And so this is where we sit, where everybody's trying to find somebody or a team or something that is better than the Chiefs, and they just continually go out there and win. And they got an opportunity to move to 9-0 on the season with a game against Denver at noon on Sunday. I believe they will move to 9-0 on the season. And then they have their biggest test of the year, obviously, going on the road to Buffalo. But I mean, this is a team that is just the best in the NFL, and people should stop wasting time trying to figure out why they're not good and just enjoy this greatness, because we don't get this a lot in sports, whether it be at a professional level or a collegiate level, where you can just sit back and watch greatness happen and recognize that greatness is happening right now. We live in a country where we try to bring everybody down all the time and beat everybody over the head, and this isn't good, and this isn't good, and this team is better. Just accept that the Chiefs are the best in the NFL. And even Boomer said, he goes, this is the best dynasty that we've ever seen in the NFL. And people don't want to admit that, don't want to recognize that, and don't want to accept that.
Mac, do you ever talk to your old colleagues ever, like during the NFL season, and be like, hey, what's the conversation in Nashville about Kansas City?
Yeah, I was actually just kind of having that conversation because the D-Hop news.
Yeah. Like, that's the other thing. Like, they just added DeAndre Hopkins.
Right.
Like, do you think we had this question yesterday? Do you think DeAndre Hopkins has a game better than he had already in the week two, in the second week that he was here?
I think it's a pretty good game, but I think he'll probably hit 100 at least one time. You know, I do. I think he'll have big opportunities, and he may not put up the numbers, but I think the eye test will tell you he has bigger games. There will be a game. Maybe it's Buffalo in 2 weeks, right? Where this team is tied or whatever. They're moving the ball down the field and it's 3rd and 8. And then there's DeAndre Hopkins who gets you 9-10 yards, keeps a drive alive. Like plays like that. That's where I really think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be valuable, giving Patrick Mahomes another trustworthy receiver that he knows if he throws the ball in his general vicinity, he's going to make the play. Was DeAndre Hopkins have 4 drops in the last 13 years or something like that? Like, the guy catches the football. He is reliable. And that's the biggest thing about DeAndre Hopkins. To me, it's not going to be about the gaudy numbers, even though we live in a fantasy world. It's like, what did you do to help this team win this football game? And I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be in that conversation every single week with him making plays that help this team win football games.
Well, and I think, you know, you put him in a situation to succeed, he's going to be able to do that. And just DeAndre Hopkins just hasn't been in a situation to succeed. And I think that's kind of part of what you guys are getting at. It's also laughable that the Chiefs have this system that is set up where you guys got guys coming here. Samaje Perine, I mean, a lesser known player, not D-Hop, but he had post-press game conferences or comments saying kind of the same exact thing. Like, I'm so happy I'm here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
What they're doing to veterans, kind of just turning around, they're revamping their energy for the game of football. It's pretty amazing
to see.
Well,
it's true. It happens. I mean, when you get put into new situations, you get put with a winner, like, all of a sudden, you're going to play better. Like, those nicks, those bangs, those bruises aren't as bad as they were if you're on a 2-7 football team, right? Like, all right, I'm going to get up in the morning, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to play, and I'm going to fight through this stuff because I'm on an 8-0 football team. I'm not playing in Cleveland anymore. I'm not playing in Tennessee anymore. I'm on a good team right now. And it's amazing how healthy you get when you're out there playing for a winning team and having fun doing it.
It's also laughable they took Kareem Hunt off the street. And if he would have been played since week one in this system, I think you'd have a conversation of who's the offensive player of the year between he and Derrick Henry.
You may be able to have that conversation.
Yeah, he's pretty far behind. But if he was here week one putting up these kind of numbers, because what's he got, 4 touchdowns?
And 100 and some yards rushing the other day alone. I mean, he's been an unbelievable. I mean, Brett Veach has just got the magic touch, man. Like, it's just unbelievable. Every player that they pick up comes into this organization and produces and gives you something that you didn't have before that player came in here. And that's why it's so important to always take care of that bottom third of the roster. And look, these guys do it. And now you're going to get, you know, Isaiah Pacheco back, potentially Hollywood Brown back later in the year as well. And then when the calendar turns to 2025 and we're getting ready for playoff football, all of a sudden the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be healthier than they've ever been before.
Kareem Hunt has played in 5 games, started in 4. So obviously the first one didn't really count. I'm not saying that he should be in the conversation, but if he's got here week one, he should be. He's got 111 attempts for 414 yards, 3.7 average, not the greatest, but 5 touchdowns, and he's averaging 82 yards a game. The Chiefs are literally running the ball 25 times a game. They're saying run the ball.
Yeah.
And Kareem Hunt, because of that sort of factor.
Because they're using what they have strength in. And before you got DeAndre Hopkins and whatnot, I mean, it was a mash unit for the wide receivers. So why would you go out there and put your players in a situation that isn't good for them? Your job as a head coach is to put your people in position to be successful. And that's what Andy Reid always does.
It's laughable. Kareem Hunt could have had 10 touchdowns by now in the season. He's 5. He's played in 4 games. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Borey on the other side. We dive into something that I want to get into, which is, you know, I want to talk about a weekly poll that we do every Wednesday. I think it's a fun one. I think you'll enjoy it. And I think we all have different reasons on why we like it. Mac, Bob, Dusty, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan on a Wednesday morning.
It is a beautiful Wednesday morning, I'm sure, outside. Right. The sun's supposed to be out today. May have to get back to water in the lawn, though. The last couple of days have been great. Free water. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I'm going to have to get back to watering the lawn today, Dusty. Speaking of being thankful, right?
Yeah.
We're thankful for a lot of these guys on the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And beginning next Monday, every day at 6:40 next week, we're going to play a highlight of a Chief we're thankful for. Caller 6 will be qualified every day for a giveaway of $500 to Hy-Vee. So $500 Hy-Vee gift card on the line next week. Just be listening at 6:40. Know who the Chief is that you're thankful for. Be caller number 6. You get qualified. At the end of the week, we'll take one of our 5 qualifiers, and they'll win the grand prize of $500 to Hy-Vee to get ready for Thanksgiving. They got some pre-made meals you can get at Hy-Vee, all that great stuff only at Hy-Vee.
I feel like they should have Thanksgiving earlier in November. That's my opinion.
Why?
I don't know, because I love it.
Oh.
I love food.
Yeah, I do too. It is. It's my favorite holiday. It hits at a really good time, and then boom, you're into the Christmas holiday season and singing fa la 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 and eating turkey. So exciting times for everybody, right?
That's right. Every week on Wednesday, we do the weekly poll question.
Mm-hmm.
This week's poll question on our website, which is TheFan965. Which one of these two do you think you enjoy more out of retirement? Nick Saban or Bill Belichick?
I think for me, it's Bill Belichick.
Why?
More of a pro football fan than I am a college football fan.
Okay.
I've always, looked at Bill Belichick, as a guy who I'd like to see when the guard is down, what he's going to be like.
Seems like his guard's up. Come get me.
Yeah. But like you're seeing personality out of Belichick.
No doubt. And
I like that. I think it's good. I think I was talking to my friend Paul about this the other day. He goes, Belichick's terrible on TV. I'm like, oh my God, I think he's great on television. I think he's been a fantastic addition to McAfee, a fantastic addition to the Manning cast. Mm. I think you're seeing this different side of Bill Belichick that you didn't see before, and I kind of like it. And I like Nick Saban, too. I mean, it's not like I don't like Nick Saban and what he's been able to do. He's dropping S-bombs on.
Dude, so funny. And, in your life, this is where, I had this, develop in my brain is the Halloween picture of Belichick and the mermaid with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think you'd see Bill Belichick, come out of his shell and be celebrating Halloween with a 24-year-old lady?
I don't think I thought to that extent.
No,
you know, I thought him and his old girlfriend Linda would hang out for the rest of the time, and we'd see him fishing or holding a marlin or something like that. I didn't think the marlin would be a 23-year-old that he met on a flight.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And then not only that, I was telling Mac this morning. The College Game Day crew is in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
Nick Saban was in a damn Nittany Lions costume.
That's great.
Did you ever think you'd see Nick Saban in a costume?
Is he taking over for Corso?
I think so.
By the way, it's time.
It's
time, right?
Time.
I mean, for a long time now.
It's been 3 to 4 years time.
At least, yeah.
It's not been good.
Yeah, I'm going to say this just
ever
real
since
fast.
He told that kid he didn't care about him.
Yeah.
When he called him, cussed the little kid. I was like,
yeah,
that's what
it's time. Herbie's his guy, right? Herb Street needs to kind of pull him aside. I was put in that position years ago in my career, and I'll just leave it at that. It wasn't an easy conversation to have, but sometimes you got to have these type of conversations. And I feel bad. I do. I feel bad that they keep rolling him out there and putting him out there and whatnot. So maybe Nick Saban is in line to start wearing the costumes and taking over for him. But I think I was reading something the other day about Nick Saban behind the scenes and how awesome he's been to work with for the entire crew at College Game Day. And when you hear stuff like that, you're like, all right, that's cool, man. He's not being the over-officious football coach to everybody, on the set of ESPN. So I kind of like that. I really like both of them, and I'm not surprised because they're best friends too,
Not only that, but it's kind of a reality in its finest. You think about, how it ended for Nick Saban and how it ended for Bill Belichick, right? The NFL and college coaching are similar into the aspect of it is a Monday through Sunday job.
That's right.
Right. Saturday they play in college and then Sunday it's video, whereas Sunday they play in the pros, Monday is video.
Yeah.
But you're never stopping.
No, you never stop.
And, you have people like us that go into, those conferences and try to think that we know more than a guy who's clearly decorated the way that those two guys
Correct.
Are.
Right.
So that can be annoying, right?
Yeah.
It's okay if you do this in the wild with people like us when you're I know you talk sports all day and you probably hate talking about sports, but
right.
You know the answer to that, but I'll still, engage.
Yeah, you still have the conversation.
Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, would get those questions and it's a grind every day. And then it's once that stops, they can actually be you know, the blooming flower in the sun. Like, the rain's gone. Yeah, they've absorbed it all for so long. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to see who they really are when they're non-bothered.
Right.
And you see that they're funny. Like, Belichick was on McAfee's show, and he was like, are you going to be the coach next year? He goes, hey, I told you guys, like, in the contract, no, am I going to coach next year? And he goes, well, Adam Schefter's tweeting it. And Bill Belichick goes, then maybe you need to go talk to Adam Schefter.
Yeah, it was good, right?
I'm like, dude, like, this is the Bill Belichick. And, I mean, it's interesting because it's like, the way I look at it is, like, there's always those, like, marriage couples that you can kind of tell. It's like, eh, I don't think it's going to last.
Right,
like,
sure. Just,
they agitate each other. When they go out, it's like, oh, yeah, I just got to do that. And then there's couples that are happy and are like Andy Reid and the Chiefs, where it's like, no matter what, gives you enough. Like, Andy Reid, outside of football, like the Fumbleruski. Like,
oh,
that,
my God, the fumble. I'm still laughing at that. My wife's like, all right, enough of this. I'm like, no, I think it's hysterical.
Yeah, I agree. It's
Fumbleruski.
And like the commercials
Fumbleruski.
Where he gives you a little bit of enough to where you're like, this guy's good. Like, this guy's fun. And I think when it comes to Saban and Belichick, they're now available. They're now free and open. Like, they can go and be themselves and not have to worry about, so you're playing Clemson this weekend. They kind of like to rush to sit back in like a spy.
Yeah, like, you know what you're talking about, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I can see why they always seemed like they were curmudgeons or evil or down and all that kind of stuff. But
I mean, could you imagine having to answer questions to people who are asking them about your profession every single day? They're not in your profession, yet they think they know more than you.
That's
every single day.
Yeah, no,
right?
I'm good. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, like, I can understand how coaches can get.
So you're talking about the text line.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. But no, but I can understand how coaches get tired of that kind of stuff, right? Like, I get it. I mean, the media can be, you know, annoying. No way to put it, right? Like, so you listen to these press conferences at times and some of these questions that these people are asking, and I'm like, you're literally questioning Andy Reid? Like, question Todd Bowles all you want. Like, that guy was getting absolutely crushed nationally for not going for two. That's a logical thing to question about, but questioning how many you're rushing and dropping back, we don't know any of that kind of stuff. So I can understand why Bill Belichick or Nick Saban or anybody would look at that and go, all right, fine, whatever.
Yeah. And I mean, they seem like completely different personalities when they're out here now and doing these sort of things. Like, Saban's just been great on College Game Day.
He's
especially
been fantastic.
Like,
yeah, he really has.
Pair him with a firecracker that is McAfee, and they sit right next to each other, and they're starting to, like, bounce. Like, one of the best, if you want to YouTube it, go back. It's from this year when they were in Cal. It was Marshawn Lynch, Nick Saban, and Pat McAfee. And, like, it's clear that Marshawn Lynch has a little something in his pocket.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kirk Herbstreit's like, well, I think I smell it already. And, like, they're sitting back and saying, like, where am I?
That smell the other day? Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. So it's kind of just, it's one of those things where it just works, man. It's good.
It's entertainment. And that's what you want. And that kind of leads us into, you know, the Chiefs. And I was thinking about this, you know, driving around yesterday. As good as Belichick and McAfee have been, there's no better entertainment option, Dusty, in America today than the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, there's no TV show that's more entertaining. There's no music out right now that's more entertaining. There's no movie that is more entertaining than what we watch with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think I'm safe to say that because there isn't another team in the NFL right now that more people are tuning in to watch, more people are making appointment television, and then more people are discussing afterwards than the Kansas City Chiefs. They are literally an entertainment option for everybody in America today, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're an adult, or whether you're a child, you're paying attention to this, and it is entertaining. I mean, are you not entertained after every single Chiefs game? Like, we've talked on, you know, Sunday, texting and whatnot, going, the league sucks today. And then you watch the Chiefs, you're like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. They put on a show every single time they play, and it is the most entertaining thing in America right now. It's remarkable to me.
This was Mahomes in a game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on NFL Network.
Hell of a drive, dog. Great game, man. Always with us too, baby. Yeah, yeah. We want it. We want it. We want it. Receive. I see it. Run it. Give him the ball. Now, third down. Run it! Hey, right here, right here, right here. 15. So on, out of sight!
Give it to him, touchdown! Chiefs Stay undefeated.
I got you. So that was the overtime touchdown. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I might not be here the next 2 days. I think I'm losing my voice. Seriously. But we'll power through. Patrick Mahomes' underappreciation is hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
It really is, because I think a lot of people want to see him, at least would be nice, throw for 425 yards and 3 touchdowns every single game.
Right.
And I thought it was funny because I think Monday somebody was like, so Dusty's just calling Patrick Mahomes a game manager. I guess, but like you hear in that audio, he's like, he knows what he wants to do. He knows where to go. It's run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Obviously, they're so close to the end zone. That's the smartest thing to do. That's what everybody's been advocating for them to do. Just give Kareem Hunt the ball and let him score from 1 yard out.
Right.
And I think when you look at what he does outside of just being the quarterback, like the ankle injury, like it wasn't, we found out it wasn't as serious, because he's like, they didn't want me to walk by myself.
Right.
And, you know, I first had thought, the biggest fear in my head was non-contact.
Oh, we all thought he blew a knee, right?
I thought he blew an Achilles.
Okay, that's fair. You thought he blew something, right?
I was an Achilles. Or he did something like that, knock on wood, that he didn't.
Right.
And then you look at, like, the games in the last couple weeks, he's started to throw the ball more, he's been more efficient, mm-hmm. and yet he's got this team at 8-0, and then you look at the overtime numbers and the numbers that he has in the third and fourth quarter, and it's just, it's insane.
Yeah, I think the Mahomes appreciation goes understated, and I think we're as guilty of it as everybody. You know, we came in yesterday and talked about a game that took place, and they won in overtime, and DeAndre Hopkins was good, and Travis Kelce was good. How many times did you and I sit there and go, man, Mahomes was really good, right? We talked about Kareem Hunt, we talked about the defense, we talked about Justin Reed, we talked about, like, all of these guys. And I was just thinking yesterday as I was kind of driving around eating my pear, I'm like, what's going on here, man? Like, we're not giving Patrick Mahomes enough credit for how good he is. He is the greatest quarterback that we have ever seen on planet Earth. And I'm done saying, well, Tom Brady this or Joe Montana that. They're up there, obviously, but Patrick Mahomes is doing it in a completely different era than those guys did right now, and with more scrutiny than Joe Montana ever had, and I would say even more scrutiny than Tom Brady had at this point in time. The NFL just gets bigger and more scrutinized by the minute, right? I mean, we're watching, you know, shows on trade deadlines and all this stuff that we never did before in the NFL. It is all-encompassing, and when you win a game like they did on Monday night, and we come in and, you know, and again, like I said, we're guilty as anybody, we didn't give Patrick Mahomes enough credit. This guy went out there hurt, led the team to an overtime win with a receiver he didn't know 2 weeks ago. And the role that he played in that overtime win on Monday night is very, very understated. And we take him for granted, I think. And sometimes we just have to take a step back, and it's okay to go, we're witnessing greatness. We're watching the greatest athlete that we've ever seen in Kansas City. No offense to George Brett, right? This is the NFL. This is America's number one sport right now. Everybody's paying attention. And I think so many people just get wrapped up in the he hasn't gone for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns since 2018. We're missing greatness. We're missing an artist at work. And we're watching a guy go out there and do everything that is necessary to win a football game and to put his team as the quarterback in position to win a football game. He's not throwing bad interceptions. He's not fumbling the football. He's not doing things that put his team at a disadvantage. He is greatness in motion, and we're witnessing greatness every time this guy steps on the field. And sometimes I think it's okay just to say that, because I think sometimes we all do, collectively as the NFL as well, we sometimes take Patrick Mahomes for granted and try to say Lamar's better or Burrow's better or Josh Allen's better. You know what? They're not. Patrick Mahomes is the best winner in sports.
This is Colin Cowherd on who he gets reminded of by Patrick Mahomes.
Look at their
yesterday.
Time of possession. Look at the methodical run game. Look at third down. Look at the high leverage situations. Best coach, best quarterback, best defensive lineman, best defensive coordinator, arguably along with Detroit, best interior offensive line. I mean, it just better. It reminds me of those Jason Bourne movies, seemingly on the edge, staring death in the face, and every week he uses something different. It's a rolled up newspaper. It's a saucepan. It's a pen. It's shoelaces. It just doesn't matter. This team doesn't have their home run running back, and they're working in D-hop. So they're like, okay, let's pivot to a methodical, slow run game. And it worked. 3.5, 4 yards a pop. Most remarkable on third and fourth down this season. These are the crisis moments. 113 passer rating for Mahomes. 550 passing yards. Just when you think you have Jason Bourne trapped, he rolls up a newspaper, bangs you over the head, and he is free.
Is he just realizing that, though?
I mean, you think about what this year's been like for the, you know, the appreciation for Patrick Mahomes. Like, Baker Mayfield lost his two wide receivers, hasn't won since.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes lost his one and two wide receivers by week four, hasn't lost since.
Yeah, right.
And he says it on third down. He's, you know, 111 passer rating, 500 plus yards, and just he just knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he's MacGyver. He's Jason Bourne. He's MacGruber.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not MacGruber. That might be somebody else.
Yeah.
Great movie. But yeah, it's just interesting that
he's
like
Joe Dirt.
No. That's I think that's Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, yeah, you're right. It is Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, it definitely is. But you know, he just finds ways to win, and there's you can't coach that, right? Like, you can't get out there and say, okay, this is how you win. This is what you do. It's just a knack. I mean, like, watch him make plays, like the flip passes that he had. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't coach that kind of stuff. You can't teach somebody that kind of stuff. And I, for whatever reason, I was thinking about Alex Smith a little bit yesterday, because you know I saw picture of him on social media or whatever, and I'm thinking, like, he was a really good quarterback, but he didn't have that sixth sense that Patrick Mahomes has to know when to do this or
especially
when to do that.
Late.
Yeah, right. Yeah, late in games, like, it's just a natural God-given ability that nobody can coach, and that's why when people try to build their organization like the Chiefs, I'm going to find the next Patrick Mahomes. Well, number one, you're wrong, because you're not going to find the next. You're just not. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to find the next Patrick Mahomes. That gentleman doesn't exist. And then, like, Caleb Williams, let's use him as an example. I'm not a huge Caleb Williams fan, but I'm also looking at Caleb Williams. I'm going, this guy was never given an opportunity just to come into the NFL and play. Everybody's saying he's going to be the next Patrick Mahomes, or he's going to be the next Josh Allen, or whatever it is. Like, sometimes it's okay to just let guys go out there and be who they are, because you can't be Patrick Mahomes. Like you can't be Bobby Witt Jr. You can't be George Brett. You can't be Travis Kelce. There are just certain athletes that you just can't recreate, because they do so many different things that are unteachable, unexplainable, unthinkable. And that's where we are with Patrick Mahomes. And I think a lot of folks just don't want to accept that we're watching greatness right now. He's so freaking good at what he does. It's remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, you feel the pain, and that scares you, because, I mean, obviously I've dealt with ankles before, but just kind of laid there, and as time kind of went on, it kind of, the pain subsided. Yeah, that's what, a big word for me. It did, and so I just kind of got back to it and got back moving again, and felt comfortable going out.
So once again, he'll be, you know, limited participant on the injury report,
right,
but we'll play every Sunday through pain.
That's exactly right. He'll be out there noon on Sunday.
Subsided.
That's right.
That's right. Subsided. Past tense. I mean, you're through it. Subside the storm.
It subsided, yes. Yeah. Yes.
He's just I don't know. He's a lot of great things in the NFL, right? He's the greatest clutch guy right now. He's the greatest just quarterback. And he's just really good at handling adversity, even if it's like torture to his own body or if it's down by whatever with 13 seconds left.
Right.
It's insane.
It's insane. It really is. And sometimes it's okay just to say that out loud and go, we got a pretty good one.
Yeah. But yet, you know, Lamar Jackson's the MVP.
That's right.
Just saying. Mac has a topic in the next side of this break that says, sign him, Chiefs. We'll get into Mac's brain, and then later on we'll get into Mac's pack. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins with you. Happy Wednesday. Sun is officially coming out today.
Yeah, look at it. It's going to be clear outside today.
Right. The trade deadline is over. It ended yesterday at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
It's pretty active, right?
Yeah, you know, not a bad day. Let me pull up the stat that I just saw about NFL free agency so you can kind of know how big it was. 19 trades, in-season trades in the NFL this year, up from 16 the following, the previous year. Mm-hmm. And then in 2022 is the biggest year. You had 22 in-season trades. And so you had a couple of, you know, deadline deals yesterday. Overall, 19 trades, 19 dudes moved around in the NFL, which right. is a lot in the NFL these days.
Yeah.
Because you don't normally see trades in the National Football League. And I think pushing it back a week and really getting to the middle part of the season may have helped teams kind of, you know, blossom a little bit and make some of these moves and kind of let teams realize that they're in it or they're out of it. And more importantly, letting teams recognize that they're out of it so they can start trading players and recouping draft picks. And the Saints yesterday dealt Marshawn Lattimore to Washington, and now they've got like 9 picks in the upcoming draft. I saw Carolina has 9 picks in the upcoming draft. Like, those are what you need when you're a vagabond franchise like the Carolina Panthers or the New Orleans Saints. You don't have any direction. Get all these draft picks in here and start to build your roster back up.
Yeah, what I took away from the trade deadline is I think maybe the Chiefs get the biggest splash with DeAndre Hopkins just because of him and Mahomes' rapport. I know Davante Adams in New York is a big one as well.
Sure.
But we'll see how that works out with that.
That's also a 2-6 football team or whatever the Jets are, you know?
I mean, I think they got more than 2 wins.
Do they? What are they, 3-6?
They're 3-6.
Oh, yeah. God. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I missed it by one.
You know? I like that there were big names, and I like that, at least in my opinion, the AFC was the most active, right? Like, Pittsburgh got Mike Williams. Russell's got a guy.
Yep.
Right? He's got his big body receiver that he's always liked to have.
Aaron Rodgers made that trade on McAfee Live yesterday and didn't care two bleeps about Mike Williams being traded. He literally took a drink of his sports drink when they were talking about the trade as it was breaking as Coach Rodgers, GM Rodgers, was on the air.
That's good. Bill's got a receiver. Jets got a receiver. Pittsburgh got a receiver. Kansas City gets a receiver. That was pretty active. The Commanders, I thought, nailed it. I mean, they got Marshawn Lattimore. And now you can't really, make trades, but there can be free agents. And something that you posted in our rundown is that Xavier Howard is ready to sign with anybody as he is a free agent.
Did you see the video? He looked pretty good.
I'm watching it.
Yeah. Looked good yesterday. Like, to me, I'm not a big should he come to Kansas City as we've done in the past. And everybody that name you recognize, you go get him. But this is a guy that's on the streets right now. There's no harm, no foul. You don't have to give up any draft picks. There's no collateral. It's a league minimum type thing. And if you need a cornerback, which I think we can all agree that there's probably some depth issues that need to be fixed at the cornerback position, this guy's free and clear right now. He's not with a team. He's a former, Pro Bowler, guy that's played in some big time, spots. You only need him for a handful of games down the stretch. I'd take a flyer on Xavier Howard.
Me too.
I mean, why not? Literally, there's nothing to lose. Like, I'm not a trade a draft pick for an aging guy because you're losing something. You're really losing nothing. You're losing, $400,000 in the league minimum or whatever it is.
And even if it's just another, a veteran in the locker room to help that, which is a young defensive back
and
hey, kind of here's what we do here. Here's a good tip in this coverage, whatever it is. Last season, kind of just looking at some PFF stuff, he was a quote-unquote bottom 60 corner in forms of coverage grade.
He was hurt
and on a bad defense in Miami.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. This guy, like you said, Bob, has performed in the past, and so what for, $1 million or whatever, vet minimum for 6 weeks? Let's do it.
And you mentioned something there that I think is very interesting. You said with Miami last year, right, which was a bad defense. I'm starting to get to the point now where I don't really care what you did with another team because people come here and excel. Because if we were going to base it based on what you did with another team for everybody, we wouldn't get DeAndre Hopkins on this team right now, right? We would say, he wasn't any good with Tennessee, so don't go out and get him. But something happens when people come to Kansas City. They discover their greatness. They find out what it's like to play for a winner, and they take their game to a next level. So if somebody wasn't playing well somewhere else, and Brett Veach feels that that's a good player and they're bringing him into Kansas City, I'll get excited about that because when people step on the field here in Kansas City, it seems like they flip a switch and they're all of a sudden reborn and they're ready to go.
It's like going from an apartment to a house. Imagine how much more happier you are when you walk in the front door of your house instead of going home every night to your apartment where there's a kid above you that screams all the time. There's an annoying neighbor next door. It's like, your mat was crooked. I fixed it. Now you've gone from that to where you're just not yourself every day to now you've gone to a house where you're like, ah, this is nice. Yeah. I'm a better person now.
You are, like, but also too, like put it in perspective of where you work, right? Mm-hmm. And you go to work every day, you're busting your tail, but your teammates stink and you guys aren't doing well at your job or whatever it is. You're not excited to go in. It's why I talk about it with Manning Roofing all the time. They're excited. They love going to work. It's a great place to be, right? Mm-hmm. People like going into their job and they do good work. It works that way in the NFL. It works that way in Major League Baseball. Just because you're making all this money and you're cashing in for a lot of these guys, you're still a human being. And if you're like a Jet or you're a Jaguar or a Bear or something like that, and it's now November and you see the Christmas lights are starting to come up and you're on a 2-7 football team, no matter how much money you're making, human nature takes over and you're like, ugh, just want to get through this season, man. I was talking to somebody who played college baseball yesterday at a basketball game I was at. And he goes, as much as I love baseball, I was ready for the season to be over. When you're losing, it's just, you're just ready to move on, right? Yeah. And all of a sudden now you're on a 2-7 team. You get traded to an 8-0 football team. You are reborn. You're revitalized. You're rejuvenated, however you want to say it. And now you're playing for a winner. The stakes matter. The games matter. You're actually playing for something as to just going in there and finishing out the string.
I know you want to talk about the polling on College Football Playoff last night.
Yeah, the first one came out. Yeah.
Real quick. Alex Gold just tweets, your son. Uh-huh. All precincts are finally reported. Official numbers for yes on Amendment 2 in the state of Missouri. Sports betting ends up with winning by 7,500 votes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I can't believe it's that close. Like, what was the reason for voting no?
He said you could see a recount happen as well.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, it passes with 50.1% and yes and 49.8% in no.
That's wild. I just don't understand why people would vote no on that. Like,
My buddy said it's because he doesn't think his wife wants him to gamble on Sunday. So she's like, the hell you are.
Really? Yeah. I never thought of it from that perspective.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah, I know my wife voted no.
It's time for a divorce. I mean, I'd be honest with you. If your wife is trying to control you that way, get...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get the hell out of that relationship, Mac. I'm talking to you as well. If you know,
okay.
You know,
my fiance gambles as well.
No, so. I'm just not mean from that. Yes. Not from that perspective. I'm talking like life in general.
Oh, yeah,
if your wife is working behind the scenes, yikes, like that kind of stuff, you got to get out. You got to run, man. Run fast out of that relationship. That is not healthy. But again, I just don't understand like why you wouldn't vote yes on that. If you don't want to gamble, don't gamble.
Yeah.
But if people want to gamble and it's generating money for the schools and, you know, it's a new form of tax money coming into your state and the money's now not leaving your state in more ways than just the gambling, people are going and getting gas or whatever the case may be or buying food or going to bars on the other side of the state line. You know, it makes sense. Now in Missouri, there's no reason for anybody to leave. The only people that have to leave now are Kansans. They can go to Nebraska. Congratulations to Nebraska for legalizing weed yesterday.
The corn tokers.
The corn tokers. I like
They're
that.
They're going to now have like a bud of marijuana on their helmet instead of a cob of corn.
That's funny. Like Kansas is now surrounded by legal weed on all sides and yet sits there as an island going, we don't need this. You're like that. Remember that commercial that was running yesterday?
Red's eyes look weird.
Yeah, yeah. 38 states support legalized gambling, right? Like that's how it's going to be with legalized marijuana. Like Kansas is sitting on this island surrounded by this, like, I don't know. Like you want to talk about money leaving the state as Missouri did with gambling. I guarantee you money's going to be flowing to Nebraska now. Got people do what they want. Who cares? If you don't like gambling, don't gamble.
I feel like it's a good couples cope tax test. To be like, honey, Sunday morning, let's eat breakfast and put together a parlay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. What do you
what
like?
Do you like
yeah.
in this game today, babe?
It is.
I just think Travis is going to have a lot of catches. Okay, boom. There's okay. one.
It's
boom.
A good what way to get her interested. It really is.
Yeah. No, it's fun. Yeah. Yeah, it's my great. Wife and I, we talk about it all the yeah. time. You put some money on this one or try
yeah,
this.
Absolutely.
Or, you know,
yeah,
it's fun.
It let
is
her
fun.
Hit a five-leg parlay that cashes out $357 and see how she likes it.
You
that.
Think I'm going to cash in my parlay? Or not my parlay, but my straight-up bet with Andy Reid?
They're not letting you.
How about that? I'm surprised about that.
We'll get into that a little later because you did put $5 on Andy Reid to win Coach of the Year at plus 5,000. Later on, we'll tell you what it is now. You'll be shocked. But on the other side, Royals baseball, it is free agency time, and there is a name linked to your team here in Kansas City I think you might like. I'm Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco. You all are listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.